your host, Evangelist Maybel Edmonds. Now, at this time, let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you once again, and we humble ourselves before you, asking you for mercy and for grace. Oh, my God, while we're down here praying before you, Lord, we ask that you will search our hearts, that you'll forgive our sins, oh, God, and blot out our transgressions.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're calling on you tonight, asking you to stop by for just a little while.
Yes,
we need
Lord.
A touch from the Lord Jesus. Lay your hand upon us, oh God. Touch our minds, Lord. Touch our hearts. We are praying, God, for everyone who's listening in tonight. Touch them, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And bless them tonight with a special blessing. In the name of Jesus, oh
yes,
my God, move by your power. Move in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Move on our hearts, oh God. Move on our souls, Lord. Let us feel your presence, oh God, even while this broadcast is going forth. Let the glory of God be revealed. Your word come forth tonight, Lord, and let it have free course. Praying, Lord, that you will bless the hearer tonight. Oh,
yes.
My God, in a special way. Help them, Lord, to receive your word and to accept it in their heart. Those who are not saved, Lord Jesus, let them hear the word that will prick their heart and break up their heart, Lord Jesus. Cause them to turn from their ways and seek after you, O Lord. We know you can do everything, and there's no one that you're not able to reach. We know, God, that your arms are not shortened, that it cannot save. We believe you, Lord God, that you have the power, that you are able to save the lost souls of men. Let this ministry reach the lost souls, oh God, and let their souls be delivered from sin. In the name of Jesus, only you can do it, Lord. And we are looking unto you, and we're depending on you right now. Lord, we are praying for strength and power. We are praying, God, that you will help us to endure, to help us to stand, Lord. Help in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, remember all those who are on the prayer list right now, one by one, and name by name. Lord Jesus, you know every prayer request, Lord. You know every heart desire. And we are asking you to grant these petitions and requests. Let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will. We are praying right now, Lord, for the bereaved families, praying for comfort and for consolation.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, nobody can heal the pain or the hurt but you, Lord.
Yes,
you know exactly what to do. And we are asking you, Lord, to please be close to those families who have lost a loved one, Lord, a one that's close to them, or oh, God, a friend or family member, we're asking you to have mercy
and
mercy. Send your holy angel to minister to each of those family members. And those who are not saved, Lord, help them to give their lives to you, Lord. Save them.
Save
before it's too late, my God. Have mercy.
Have
mercy, Lord. Save the hand of death, my God. Give somebody a little more time to set their house in order. Give somebody a little more time to complete the work that you assigned unto their hand, Lord.
Yes.
Please be merciful and compassionate toward us, Lord.
Yes,
and help us to do your will in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Savior, we thank you right now for this broadcast. We thank you, Lord God, for your woman servant, asking that you continue to bless evangelists. May, Lord, bless
her,
Lord God, expand her territory.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, let your anointing be upon her continually. And send your word tonight, Lord.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Your word have free course In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
Lord. And we're taking you at your word. Oh, my God, remember your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Bless abundantly, Lord Jesus, with the blessing that we stand in need of. Oh, God, remember the youth everywhere. Oh, my Lord, I pray that you'll preserve their lives and help them, Lord, to live for you, God. Oh, my Lord, don't let the enemy destroy their minds. Don't let the enemy distract them or turn their minds away from serving you. The Lord preserve them, save their souls. Oh, my God, we know you're able. Have mercy right now, Lord.
Have mercy,
we ask you that you'll remember all of those around the world on the prayer list.
Yes,
every prayer list everywhere. Father, we ask that you will grant the prayer request. Let all things be done according to your holy will. And we give you thanks, Lord. We
bless
your holy name.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you,
Lord
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And so good to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for grace, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for forgiveness of sin. Thank you, hallelujah.
Thank you,
being patient with us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you for
thank
you
Jesus.
For all that you've done, Lord, for what you're doing even now. We thank you, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you. We
thank
praise
you.
Your holy name. We
yes,
bless
Jesus.
Your name, oh God.
Jesus.
We ask that you accept our prayer for all of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son. And of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
At this time, we're going to be reading from St. John, the 14th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye have known me, ye shall have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for that beautiful prayer. I tell you, prayer changes things. Through prayer, God can send his anointing. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory, glory.
Amen.
Through prayer,
hallelujah,
I can bless our souls. Hallelujah. He can lift us burdens and the things
yes,
that we are dealing with, the things that we are going through. Through prayer, prayer changes things. There is power in prayer. If we just take God at his word when we pray, oh, my God, and believe him. Thank you, Jesus. God will work wonders in our lives. He'll work wonders. He'll work miracles. Who want to be saved, those who want to be healed, God can work miracles in their lives. Hallelujah. He can break up the fallow ground. He can change a person's mind. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he
can
put them on the right track. Maybe they're going the wrong way, but God, he can turn them around and put them back
yes,
on the right track. Glory to God. Prayer. I said prayer changes things.
Prayer.
I thought about Lazarus, how that prayer changed things for him. God made a way and caused him to get up from the dead. God can raise the
Amen.
Things shall ye do, and greater than these shall ye do. Hallelujah. Greater works than what Jesus did. We will do more work than what he did, because his time on the earth was very short. So I thank God for the word of prayer that came through Pastor Sheila Amin. I tell you, God, he's moving by his spirit. He's turning it around. I believe him right now. I believe God. I believe his work. Hallelujah. And I believe the word of God. Whatever God says, that's what he will do. No matter what man may say, no matter what man thinks, when God says something, he will perform it. He's able. He's able to perform whatever he said. Glory to God. I take him at his word. His word is true.
Yes.
His word cannot fail. His word cannot lie. Glory to God. Thank God for the reading of the word of God in St. John, the 14th chapter and verse 1. Says, let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. You know many things we go down here on this earth. Trouble on every hand. Hallelujah.
Talk about it.
Jesus began to speak, and he began to say, let not your heart be troubled. He knew he was getting ready to go away to prepare a place for you and I, for his disciples. Hallelujah. But he told them not to be troubled. Glory to God. You know, sometimes when we know a person that we love has to leave here, glory to God, we begin to get sad. We begin to realize that they're not going to be with us any longer. And anxiety begin to try to take over. My Lord, distress. And we begin to be disturbed or worried. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get upset, but we got to leave here one day. And when we leave, hallelujah, these things begin to come on us sometimes. Instead of being joyful, sometimes that anxiety, hallelujah, and stress begin to come on us and begin to trouble us in our minds. But I believe Jesus told them, told the disciples, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. He told them he was going to prepare a place for them. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may title tonight. Hallelujah. Is God's comfort. God's comfort. And the theme is, don't be troubled. Don't let Satan trouble your mind. Glory to God. He'll try to trouble you from being saved, from giving your life unto the Lord. But keep your mind stayed on the Lord, realizing that God can do everything and that God can comfort your soul. He can work it out. That burden that you're carrying, God can work it out for you. He can lift that burden and strengthen your soul. Glory to God, he will comfort you by giving you strength. He'll give you hope, and he'll console you. Hallelujah. We look to different ones to comfort us, to console us, but we have to learn sometimes how to go to God in prayer and let God in our God. Sometimes pain come in our body, but we have to trust in the Lord to comfort us. I thought about Job, how he was going through his test, how he was being tried, hallelujah, how his body was wrapped with pain. The skin worms was crawling in his flesh, hallelujah. But Job, Lord, he continued to look to the Lord. When his friends came to him, they looked at him and they saw his body. Lord, my God, they saw his body and the skin worms crawling in his flesh. And they thought within themselves, Job, you must have sinned. Lord, have mercy. That's how some people are. They look at you and say, this is because of sin. And hallelujah, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That's your name, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. They don't know what it's from. They don't know what that situation is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They'll say, this happened to you because you're not saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God, I said, God, he will allow things to come upon us, whether we are saved or not saved. And Job was a perfect and an upright man. He was serving the Lord. Hallelujah. He held on to his integrity. But look what happened to Job. All these things happened unto Job. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, Lord. Glory to God. Job didn't sin. And the Bible said, neither did he charge God foolishly. Hallelujah. Sometimes, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory. I thank God because sometimes people will look at you, even your own brothers and sisters who say they are in the Lord, when they see you suffering, instead of coming to you and consolate you, comfort you, and give you some hope, hallelujah, the first thing they'll say is, oh, they sin. That's why that affliction is upon their body. But God didn't tell you that. Hallelujah. God didn't tell Job's friends that he had that affliction upon him because he sinned. Because the Bible said Job didn't sin.
God, Lord my God,
for man in his wretched state, and he's no more than a worm himself, but his friends came to him and began to accuse him of committing sin. But it was God who allowed Satan to try him. And he thought, well, Satan thought that if he tried Job, that Job would curse God and die. But it didn't work that way. It didn't work out like that. Instead of Job cursing God, what did he do? He blessed God. Hallelujah. And we have to do sometimes, but although we're going through troubles and trials, afflictions, death, bereavement, we have to go ahead and praise God anyway. We have to go ahead and give glory and honor to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you allow Satan to trouble your mind, if you allow him to cause stress and distress to come upon you, hallelujah, it will cause you to begin to sit down and do nothing, like you don't have a hope, that you don't have a reason for going on, but you can. Even though you might have lost loved ones, hallelujah, you can go on with the God of your salvation. You can go on in the Lord, hallelujah, because the Lord is burning. He will strengthen you. Thank you, Jesus. He will make you complete. He'll make you whole, hallelujah. Where you're going through tests and trials, God will work it out in your favor, just like he did Job. Thank you, Jesus. Job lost everything that he had. He lost his wife, cattle, and children, all that he had. But in the end, because Job held on to God, and he still trusted in God, even though his friends accused him of sinning, he held to his integrity. Glory to God, we got to hold to our integrity. Hallelujah. I don't care what happened in your life, brothers and sisters in the Lord, if you continue to hold on, if you continue to trust in God, if you continue to wait on God, he will work it out in your favor. God is able to keep you from falling. He's able to finish the work that he begun in you. Hallelujah. He'll take you through. He'll make a way out of no way. God will create a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. The Bible says there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common unto man. But the Lord will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. You see, God is a way maker. He's able to take you through your test and your trial. I don't care what the affliction is. It may be affliction on your body. Oh, my God, he's still able. He's still able to take you through. I don't care what come upon you. Hallelujah. All these burdens, affliction, death, hallelujah, bereavement, sickness, hallelujah, glory, trouble on every hand, mentally, spiritually, hallelujah, the devil will try you in your mind, hallelujah, try to turn you around, he'll try to turn things upside down in your mind. My Lord, he'll move in a financial way. Glory to God. He'll try to make you have to pay so much money out. Hallelujah. Know that you don't have it. Glory to God. But don't let these burdens, don't let these afflictions, the weakness, the sickness, and all of these things, don't let them overtake you. Don't let them cause you to give up. But hold on to God's unchanging hand. Allow God to fix it for you in your life. He will do it. If you need comfort, he'll come and he'll comfort your soul. He'll fix it in your life. Glory to God. The Bible says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt shine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The psalmist in the 138th number of Psalm and verse 7, he said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, God knows we are walking in the midst of trouble, trouble all around. My Lord, trouble in the world, hallelujah, trouble in the home, hallelujah,
yes.
trouble on the job, trouble in the White House, hallelujah, trouble in the city, trouble in the country, trouble, all kinds of mental anguish, hallelujah, all kinds of financial problems, glory to God. Satan is bestowing hatred on the people.
Yes.
My Lord,
yes,
all kinds of terrible things going on in the land. But God is able to take you through. He said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Hallelujah. Though I might be weak right now, though I might not be going forth as I desire, hallelujah, I know that the God I serve is a righteous God. He is a deliverer. He is a comforter. Hallelujah. He will take me through trouble, through trials, that through everything that come up against me to try to stop me or impede my progress in the Lord. But he will, he said he will revive me. He will revive you. You might have lost loved ones. Hallelujah. But God, he will revive you. He will pick you up. He'll turn you around. He'll place your feet on solid ground. He said in his word, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength. In whom will I trust? My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. He is a high tower for the people of God. He is our buckler. He is the horn of our salvation. He is a fortress in the time of trouble. He's a deliverer, and he is my rock. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God. Thank him for being that rock. Jesus will take us through. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what the devil said. What did God say? He said, I will revive you. Hallelujah. He will revive us. So don't worry about what Satan is saying. Don't worry about what he's trying to do. Just don't give up. Just hold on. You see, God can turn everything around. And he said in his word, he said, I will honor you. Maybe right now you're being dishonored at people trying to bring you down. Oh, my God, with their words, with their actions. But God, he said, I will revive you. Forget about Satan and his words. His words don't mean a thing. But God's word is powerful, and his word is going to stand. Hallelujah. When everything goes down, God, his word is going to stand. In the end, you'll come out a winner. Hallelujah. Because God is a winner all by himself. And I thank God because he is my trust. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. The God I serve is an able God. Able to do all things. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled. In Psalm 22 and 24 said, for he had not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. You see what he's saying? He didn't despise us because we were afflicted. You know, people will look at you sometimes when you're going through your afflictions, like I said, and they feel like, oh, well, they ain't saved no way. That's why they're going through those afflictions. Not so. And I heard somebody say, you can't play with God. They said, in other words, the individual got COVID. So they said, you can't play with God. Like, in other words, that's why the person got COVID. But look at what happened. The people of God got COVID too.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, yes, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Now what you going to say? Hallelujah. The people of God got the COVID too. So how can you say this person got it because it's planned, or this person got it because it's not right? Oh, no. Hallelujah. Let God be God. Somebody preached a message and said, let God be God. Let him be God. People are going around saying that God said, and God didn't say no such thing. Lying on God. But yet they are saved. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Preach
hallelujah.
It.
Yes, Lord. They're saying they're saved, but they're telling lies on God. Hallelujah. Some even telling lies on the devil. Jesus, but it's coming up again. It's going to come up again. Hallelujah. Saying that God told you to say that. God didn't tell you nothing. It doesn't even amount to what God is saying to us. Glory to God. We have to mind what we're saying. Mind what we're doing, because you are not God. We are not God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we were God, we wouldn't need God. And that's how the devil, he fooled Eve in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. He said, you won't surely die if you eat of the fruit of this tree. Hallelujah. But yes, amen. She ate of that fruit anyway, and they died. You see how the devil God made them upright like him. Hallelujah. He made man in his own image. But man, when he began to believe the devil, this is what happened unto him. Their eyes was open. Hallelujah. They were open, all right. They knew that they didn't have no clothes on. My Lord, they didn't have to have no clothes. But when their eyes came open, when they sinned against God, then they realized that they were naked before God. And they went and they hid themselves. And God, he didn't move right then, but he waited until the evening. And he called Adam, Adam, hallelujah, where art thou, my Lord? And Adam began to say he hid himself. And the Lord wanted to know why. Why he hid himself? Because he didn't have any clothes on. And the Lord wanted to know, well, who told you that you had no clothes on? My Lord, that's what happened when he began to sin against God. Glory to God, he knew that he had done wrong, because God, he gave the word to Adam. He gave it to Adam. He put it in Adam. Glory to God. They want to blame the women for everything new, because God put the word in Adam. You got preachers preaching against women. Hallelujah. They don't believe that women are called to preach. But God, he called the women. Hallelujah. I believe when they crucified Jesus and hung him on that cross, hung him on the tree, glory to God, and they began to take him down and put him in the sepulchre. But I believe it was Mary. She went down there to the sepulchre, and she found that Jesus was not there, but an angel, hallelujah, appeared, glory to God, and later I believe Jesus appeared, and he began to tell the women, the woman, he told her to go tell his disciples, glory to God, to meet him in Galilee. Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
And it was the woman that he gave the word to. So don't
Amen.
Tell me what God can't do, what he can, and who he didn't call. Because God, he can use whomever he wants. I don't care
Amen.
If he can use a donkey, a mule. If a mule can talk, hallelujah, why can't a woman talk?
All right.
Tell me.
Yeah.
God can do anything. He can do whatever he want to do. And you can't tell God what to do. You can't say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You can't say what God can do and what he can't do, because he can do everything, as the scriptures say. And Job found that out for himself. He said, after all that he went through, he said, God can do everything. And he was a witness for himself, how that God blessed him and took him through his test. He endured his trial, and at his latter end, God blessed him. He had riches. He had more cattle. He had more children. And in his end, he was blessed. Hallelujah. And God
Amen.
Will do the same for you and I. And we just hold fast to the word of God. The Bible says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. You see, the Lord, he'll uphold him with his own hand. And then
tribulation, but be of good courage. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus, he overcame the world. He told us to be of good cheer. He said the things that I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. He spoke those things to them, that in him they might have peace. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust in him. You see, the Lord knows the ones that trust in him, and he knows how to comfort them in the time of trouble. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength. God is their strength. Glory to God. A time of trouble, when all this distress, all these mental and spiritual situations come in our life, God, he is their strength in the time of trouble. The Bible says, cast thy burden upon the Lord. That burden that you carry, cast it upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. God is not going to suffer his righteous people to be moved, but he's going to cause them to stand. He's going to help them to stand. He's going to hold them up with his right hand. Glory, glory. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. God, he will give you rest. You may be tired of going through, but God, he'll help you to get through. If you just come to him, come now. Let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, he will wash your sins whiter than snow. He'll forgive you of your sins if you just come to him. Just come. He'll give you that rest. If you're tired of living in sin, tired of living a riotous life, you can come to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. He said in the word of God, for the Lord will not cast off forever. He's not going to cast you off forever, but he'll have mercy on your soul. But though he has caused grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. He'll have compassion according to the multitude of his compassion. Thank God. Thank God for all of his compassion. Many compassion, many mercies the Lord has toward his people. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. He said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. If we just wait, he will strengthen us. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Romans 8 and 18, he said, the sufferings of this present time, he knows what we are suffering. He knows what we are tolerating. He knows what we are going through. For he said, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. If we just hold on, if we just endure unto the end, he said, fear thou not, don't be
yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my judgment. He's going to uphold us with the right hand of his judgment. So don't be dismayed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let the devil cause you to be dismayed. Don't let him cause you to give up, but just hold on. Let God give you the strength and the hope, hallelujah, and the consolation, the freedom from trouble. Let God give it to you. He'll free you from the pain or enduring that you're constantly going through day by day. And I'm not just talking about the aching in your body, but I'm talking about the aching in your mind. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Where Satan is constantly fighting you on every side, constantly affecting your very soul. They won't hear. They won't do what you tell them to do. Your own friends, your family in the home, cutting up, won't do right, won't contribute to the household. Hallelujah, they won't hear what you're saying to them. They don't want to give up their worldly ways. They don't want to give up their devilish ways. They don't want to drink it. Smoking, lying, drugging, cheating, fighting,
all right,
lying, flicking. Woo, my God. Woo. Yes, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. They don't want to stop.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't care what you say to them. How you pray for them. All right. Just keep on praying. Keep seeking the Lord. God will turn it around. And God will work in your favor. If we just keep on praying, just don't let our hearts be troubled. Just remember what the word of God says. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord, it's the Lord that have anointed me to preach the good news, the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Souls are, you hear what I said? They are brokenhearted. And what are we doing? What are we giving them? What are we feeding them? My Lord, we are feeding them anxiety, stress. Ah! Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are stressing them out more. We, as God's leaders, what are we feeding the people? Those who are burdened down, stressed out, brokenhearted, hallelujah, who need a way out. Those are who are in captivity, they want a way out. And what do we do as the ministers of God? Glory to God. Well, I say some ministers, instead of binding up the brokenhearted, oh, my God, they open the womb wider. Oh, my God. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Wound them. Wounding them.
Thank you, Evangelist.
Hallelujah. Throwing the darts at them. Hallelujah. Instead of feeding them and giving them bread to eat, water to drink. Hallelujah. They've been out there in sin, in family. famine and wanting,
Amen.
Thirsty and hungry. And when they come into the house of God, we feed them junk.
Go ahead.
My Lord, glory to God. I heard the preacher say, you got to catch the fish first before you start skinning them. Glory to God. The fish is not even on the hook yet. And before they could get on the hook, hallelujah, you're trying to reel them in. But they're not even on the hook yet. Chance to get on the hook. And once they get on the hook, then you can kind of minister to them. Hallelujah. Don't give them meat yet. It's not time for the meat. Hallelujah. Give them some milk. You see, they've been out there. They've been hungry for a long time. If you've been without for a long time, if you've been without food for a long time, hallelujah, we can't give you no meat. It'll rupture your stomach. Lord, have mercy.
All right.
Father, give them some water. Give them a little bit of water here and there. Give them a little bit of light food here and there until the muscles in their stomach begin to build up. And then you can start giving them a little bit of meat here and a little bit of meat there. Hallelujah. But we come in. You can't do this. You can't do that. You got to do this. Got to do that. And you don't need to be wearing this. You don't need to be wearing your head like, let them alone. Give them the word of God and let them receive Christ. Amen. Glory to God. You got to bind up the brokenhearted first. How you going to tear them down more? They're already brokenhearted. And that's why the Lord sent us to bind up the brokenhearted. He didn't send us to wound them. He didn't tell us to tear them up, tear them down.
Amen.
No. He sent us to bind up the brokenhearted. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. How are you going to win them? How are you going to win them? If you're not preaching the gospel, how are you going to win them? You can't win them any old kind of way, saying any old kind of thing. You got to give them the word. It's the word that does the job.
Amen.
It's not us. It's the word of God that pricks the heart of a person who has been truly wounded. My God. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It's the word of God that helps them to come out of their sin. It's not our words. It's not what we're doing and saying so much. But if we are saying the word of God, that's what convicts the soul unto repentance. It's not our words. It's God's word. The Bible says, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. See, they're bound, and they need to be loosed. How are you going to loose them if you don't give them the word of God? They have the word.
Amen.
And let's go to Isaiah 51 and 12. The word said, I am he that comforteth you. It's the Lord. It's the Lord who comforteth us. We can't comfort ourselves. He said, I of a man that shall die. You see, man is going to die. But God himself is saying, I am he that comforted you. What is man that thou art mindful of him? He's just a little lower than the angels. That thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die and of the Son of Man, which shall be made grass. You hear that? Man is going to be made grass. As one whom his mother comforted, so will I comfort you. Ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. So the Lord, once he comforteth you, you shall be comforted. Just like a mother who comforteth her child. I don't know if any of you ever experienced that, because some mothers don't even comfort their children. But I've had that experience where I had to comfort my own child. Amen. Glory to God. I had
All right.
to comfort them because of what they were going through. But now, instead of us comforting the people and comforting one another, oh, we got all these harsh words, hard words, things we're saying that causes them to continue to be despondent and brokenhearted. But the Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. We got to be wise. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God tonight. I thank God he had his way.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God.
Yes.
Because that's the way I like it. That's the way I like it. Somebody sang a song and said, that's the way I like it. But this is the way I like it. When God take control, his word, not me, myself,
Amen.
Saying what I want to say, throwing off on somebody, trying to embarrass somebody, trying to show off, hallelujah,
yes.
trying to show somebody up. Glory to God. That's the kind of, well, I ain't going to call it preaching. That's the kind of talk that man is doing today. Hallelujah. They're praying. Glory to God. Praying in the house of God. Thank you, Jesus. But they're not
Amen.
Putting the word of God out there. Some food that will help that soul to live and not die.
Amen.
We want to live. The people of God want to live. They want to survive. But they're not. They're falling away. They're weak in distress. They're going through. But no one helping them to get through. I just thank God for his word. Thank God. Don't be vexed. Don't let the devil agitate you to a point that you just get upset and throw up hands.
Thank you, God.
And go on about your business. Don't be troubled. God will comfort you. God's comfort. Man, he will call himself comforting you. But when he get finished, you'll be sad. So I just thank God for his word. All of those who are going through things down here and they've been bereaved of their loved ones, their children, their family members, we want you to know, don't be troubled. Let God comfort your soul. He will give you strength and take you through. God bless you. This time, Dennis Hameen, would you lead us in the closing prayer?
Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, after hearing this beautiful, powerful message, maybe your heart has been touched and you desire comfort from God. Right now, we're going to pray the prayer of faith. God will carry you through. He will be there for you. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for your anointing, oh God. We thank you for your touch, oh God. We thank you for your woman servant. Lord, continue to anoint her and use her. Send forth your word even the more. Lord, we pray right now, God, for those who are listening, Lord, who desire to give their life to you, Lord. I pray, God, that you will touch their heart and that you will save them, Lord. Give them a mind to serve you, Lord Jesus. Let their sins be forgiven. Oh, my God. Blot out their transgressions in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray right now that you will move in miraculous ways.
that you will strengthen your people, that you will build us up where we're torn down. Oh, my God, work on us right now and make us what you have us to be. Lord God, we want to do your will, but we need you to lead us, guide us, and direct. We need you, Lord, to take us by the hand and show us the way. Lord, order our steps in your word. Keep us and preserve us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, we pray, God, that you will bless those who are on the prayer list one by one and name by name. Lord God, move right now in a mighty way. We are asking you to touch them, Lord Jesus, and let them know you're there to comfort them, oh God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Move in a mighty way,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
There for their comfort, Lord.
Encourage
them. Help them to go through.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus. You are able to do all things,
you're
oh God.
Able,
we're depending on you, Lord. And we are ever looking unto you.
Yes,
oh, Lord, whatever you allow, help us to accept it, Lord.
Help
Jesus.
Us to accept it.
Help
yes,
us,
Lord.
Oh God, to
help
look
us.
To you and to trust in you, Lord.
Yes,
help
yes,
us not
Lord.
To be troubled in mind, regardless
yes,
of what's
Jesus.
Going on around us, regardless of how the enemy is fighting against us. Help
yes,
us,
Lord,
Lord God, to,
yes,
help us
Lord.
To look to you and not be troubled. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
we believe you, Lord God.
Yes.
We're taking you at your word. Oh, Lord, we're praying for healing and for restoration. We're praying for the saving of souls. We're for the deliverance of the bound, Lord God. We're praying
yes,
for our leaders, that
yes,
you will teach
Lord.
Them how to lead your people.
Yes,
teach
Lord.
Them, oh God, in the scriptures,
yes.
oh God. Teach
yes,
them how to be soul winners, Lord Jesus.
Yes, yes,
give them
Lord.
Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word, that
yes.
we may minister according to your will in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
we believe it right now, Lord God, and we count it as done. And
yes.
we thank you.
Thank
you, Lord
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory,
glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, bless your name, Lord. We bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
We praise you. We magnify you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer. Now, Lord, the things that we didn't even mention, but, Lord, they're unspoken. You know about it.
We know more.
Thank you, Jesus.
You will grant it all. Let it all be done according to your holy will.
Yes.
We're asking it in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Yes,
Lord
Jesus.
Thank
God.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that anointed message, for the preaching and the teaching. And
yes.
I want to encourage everyone who heard this word on tonight to take it in. Please take the word of God in. God, comfort.
Yes.
Let the enemy trouble your mind. Don't let him get you upset. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't care who is coming through. If
Amen.
It's coming over the pulpit, if it's coming.
coming from the left to the right, from this one or from that one, don't let it trouble you.
Amen.
Tell it. That God comforts. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God for the word. At this time, we give way for other remarks, if there be any.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybelle, encouraging us and letting us know that God comforts and saying, don't be troubled. And we don't have to allow our hearts to be troubled. God will comfort us. And sometimes the trials and tribulations, they might try to worry us or to trouble us. But God, he comforts. And I tell you, he spoke to me tonight. And I'm not saying that he didn't speak to anybody else, but I took it in for myself. And, you know, the devil, like, as Mabel began to go forth and talk about different things happening, especially in the household and the way that I live in a triplex with two other people above me. And the things that she was saying, the smoking, it really began to get to me today. And I tell you, the devil, he was trying to get me to lose my cool. And so this message, not that it wasn't for anybody else, but I took it in for myself. And I tell you, I feel very encouraged. I know God is going to fix it. I'm trusting in him. Vanessa Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God. I thank God for the anointed prayer as well. Everyone, be encouraged.
Glory to God. I just thank God for that word.
Amen.
The Lord. God. Beautiful message. Thank the Lord for those remarks. This time, the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for every one of you who have tuned in on this broadcast on the night. We hope that the Lord has touched you in some special way, that God will give you the strength to go on and continue to serve the Lord, and those who are not saved, that God will give you the strength to begin to seek his face and call upon his name, that he may forgive you of your sins and blot out of your transgressions. And when he does that, he will cast them into the sea of forgetfulness to be remembered no more. And God will begin to strengthen your soul. So we thank the Lord for the prayer coming through Dennis. I mean, tell you, I thank God for prayer. It changes things. Glory, hallelujah, I thank God for his anointing. I thank God for how he took control.
Amen.
And I'm glad about
it.
That's what I want. That's what I've been waiting for. I tell you, it's time out for the form and the fashion, but it's time to let go and let God have his way, and somebody will be blessed if it's no one but you. So we thank the Lord for this service, this broadcast on tonight. Thank the Lord for Dennis Khadija and for Pastor Sheila Hameen and for Evangelist Cynthia, Sister Cheryl, and all who are on the line. We thank God for you. We encourage you to continue to do the work of the Lord. This is working for the Lord. That's what we are doing. And we give the glory and honor unto God, not unto us, but unto thy name we give glory. We thank the Lord. We didn't get a chance to get to the announcement. Just want to say, we want to remember in prayer Jeanette, Cousin Jeanette. And let's pray for her, because we know that she did have lose a loved one. And I know still, even though it might have been a few months ago, we still deal with it. So we want to pray for her, that the Lord will encourage her and comfort her at this time. And also for the bereaved Gail family, who was fighting the COVID virus. And we're so sorry to hear that. So we want to pray for the Gail family, that the Lord will give them strength and comfort them and take them through their time of bereavement. And if there's anyone out here that would like to get a free King James Version Bible, it's a brand new Bible with the large print, you can call 856-304-7774, and we will see that you get the Bible. And also, we thank God for everyone. And we want to say that if you are going through something and you want to call in after this broadcast, you can call 856-304-7774. And if you need prayer, we will pray for you off the line. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast. If that's all, then it's Hameen.
Nothing further at this time.
Thank the Lord. Then it's Khadija.
Not at this time. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Then it's Cynthia. We thank the Lord for you. This brings our broadcast, bring the broadcast to a close, and we'll be back again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you, and good night. Mm-hmm.